hello.
Hey, Vernon?
Yeah.
It's Amy with Local Squash. How are you?
Who's speaking?
Amy with Local Squash.
Okay, Amy. With the advertising for Google?
Yeah, we've spoken a few times. I've given you about a month since our last phone call because I know you're catching up on some things.
Yeah. So tell me, I've been waiting for your call back. So tell me what's going to happen.
Well, what's going to happen for you? Yeah, what's going to happen for you is we're going to brand your company on the first page of Google services. If I'm not mistaken, you were waiting on the website to be finished, right? And the logo?
Yeah. But you said there's what you offered me is a website is included?
Correct. We do include a website and logo creation if you need it within the website. I have you locked in at the price of $249 a month. That is locked in there, so it hasn't gone up, even though some of our prices have changed. You would be locked in and grandfathered in at that rate. So it will include that first page placement there on Google where the business is physically located. It includes the Facebook ads in order to generate business outside of Bellwood that you're looking for. It does also include the full website, if you're in need of that. It does include also that you would have complete programming for the top 60 directories. So right now when I do a search for Mills Painting Service, really the only things that I see your Google listing come up, and then I see the Angie's. But those are really the only couple of things that pop. So what we want to do is we want to brand you across all destinations, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We build all these business profiles out for you and attach the website. That way you're able to have a much stronger, more dominant internet presence. Plus this supports the optimization for the first page placement.
Okay. Okay. I know there's a lot of competition in my field of work.
Mm-hmm.
Would that affect me being in one of the top
on the first page? Well, it's something that's definitely going to take time, so it's not done overnight. What the terms and conditions state is that the website will be up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. All the directories are up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. We promise the first page placement on Google within the first 30 to 45 days. That is half the time of the majority of our competitors. The majority of our competitors say anywhere from 3 to 6 months for first page placement. We're able to cut that time in half based on the fact that we have a premier partnership and 17 years in business. So we have a proven formula that works and matches the Google algorithms. And we get the ads up and running with all the calls coming directly to you in the first 7 to 14 days. So everything does move forward very quickly, but again, it's not done overnight.
And I do understand that it's not done overnight. Nothing happens overnight.
Right.
So once I sign up with you guys and this time goes by, I should get direct calls to my phone.
Correct.
Customers that's interested in my line of work.
Absolutely, because we're targeting you for those specific keywords and have those calls coming directly to you. Now, the cool thing about this is that we also go ahead and build out the Facebook business page, and what that does is also opens up the calls coming through directly through the messenger as well as the website direct calls. Mm-hmm. So that's
so,
what...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Nope, you go ahead.
So do I have to, I have a Facebook page, do I use that Facebook page or do I build a new Facebook page or what? Because I've never did advertising on Facebook, but I have my logo and I have, I think it's my name, I don't think it's my business name on Facebook. So do I do a new one or?
Well, we're going to do it for you. So the thing about the business profiles is every business profile is an additional page, and it's built from a personal page. So they do not intertwine. It's not like, hey, this is Vernon and here's his business.
Right.
It's giving the Mills Painting Service LLC its own business profile. And we also include the ads with it. So those ads, there's a strong advantage to having those ads because they do retargeting. Anytime somebody is doing a keyword search on Google, it's going to retarget through their Facebook feed and ads.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, people are using Facebook as a search platform for local service providers.
Right.
It has become so very strong, and the cost of these ads is anywhere from 5 to 50 cents per click. So you're getting a lot of bang for your buck.
Okay. So I'm gonna definitely need you guys to do the website because I don't know what happened with what I had going on. It fell through the cracks for some reason.
No worries.
I'd like to go forward and get it, you know, start with the first, whatever I need to do to get it started.
Okay. So I'm just going to verify some information here, Vernon. I have your first name, V-R-N-O-N.
No, it's V-E-R-N-O-N.
Okay. Make that correction here. Mills, M-I-L-L-S.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any middle?
It's Augustus Mills.
Okay, I was going to ask if there was any middle initial on your card. So it's Augustus?
No, that's my last. Both those are my last names.
Oh, you got a double. Is there a hyphen in the middle?
No.
Okay.
No.
And
but
I have
hold
a.
On.
Cool.
Yes, okay. Actually, it's just Vernon Augustus on my business card.
Okay. And I have Augustus, A-U-G-U-S-T-U-S.
Yes, A-U-G-U-S-T-U-S, yes.
Yep. Okay, I got one of them right?
Yeah.
And then what is the business address? I understand it's hidden on Google, but for verification purposes,
yeah, it's my home.
What is
it's my home address. I don't have an office.
Nope.
I work out of my home.
No problem.
Home.
Most people
and that's
do.
And it's going to be 1026 Linden, L-I-N-D-E-N,
mm-hmm.
1026 Linden Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and the zip code is 60104.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. Okay, let me go through here just a moment. Okay, and then the service radius, the notes in here from way back say 25 miles. Is that accurate?
Yeah, 25 to 30 mile radius
mm-hmm.
is pretty accurate. I'd, you know, sometimes when I'm on the expressway with no traffic, I can do a mile a minute.
Once in a while we can, huh?
Yeah, every once in a while. So I'd say, you know, usually when I go out, I go out an hour, you know,
mm-hmm.
an hour tops, maybe an hour and 10.
Okay.
So I think that takes about 25 to 30 miles, you know,
mm-hmm.
in Chicago.
Yeah.
So be it in Chicago, or be it in the outskirts in the suburbs or something like that, you know, 25
yeah.
to 30 miles is, I think that'll do great for
that'll
me.
That'll do it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in California. I'm in Southern California, specifically, Orange County. So I'm between Los Angeles and San Diego, just to give you a couple of landmarks. And
yeah.
it's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
At the
Everywhere.
Right time of day, we can go a mile
yeah.
a minute, but that's yeah, very
right,
rare.
And that's when it's the middle of the night.
Exactly.
Or on holidays or Sundays, yeah.
I was very surprised. It was only about 17 miles away on Memorial Day, but usually it would take 45 minutes to go that far.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we got there in 27 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah,
like,
awesome.
Man.
Yeah.
This was a treat. Exactly.
Yeah, I definitely know what you're saying. It takes sometimes it'll take you an hour to get 10 minutes away, like 10 miles away.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. Do understand.
Okay, so tell me about the services. I'm looking at painting, obviously, as the main category. Is it going to be both residential and commercial?
Yeah, residential residential interior painting, commercial interior painting.
Okay.
I do some exterior, so you can put exterior in there. If I get the calls, I can turn it down if I'd like.
Correct.
But I do exterior deck staining.
Okay.
Deck and patio staining, deck, patio, and porch staining and painting, drywall repairs, drywall repair and restoration.
Okay, let me back up there for 1 minute. So with the drywall repairs, do you want it to be drywall repair and restoration and then have a separate as drywall repair? And the reason I ask is because sometimes you'll get a call to patch a little hole.
Right.
And it's not really worth your time to go estimate it or the gas
cost. A little hole, I charge $250 for a little hole.
Okay.
Every hole counts.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure. Some guys really, they get super, they're not with that, so.
Yeah, I'm totally with that. I'm not, if I have something where I could, if I could go out and because I'm really quick at it. Mm-hmm. I can go and I can repair a hole, it'll take me a half hour, and I've made $200.
Yes, sir.
So I definitely would like that.
Okay, awesome.
And anything else that you can think of from previous guys that you've talked to, you can put in there too. Because I'm a hands-on guy. I don't retain a lot of information in my head.
Got it.
So
let's go over a few things that I know of. Are you doing the taping and painting? Like, do you do the taping? And what about the texturing?
Textures, I do some faux finishes. I've done faux finishes, Venetian plaster. What else? That's all I can think of right now.
Those are good ones. Those were faux finishes on my list.
Accent colors, I do a little bit of, what is it called when you talk to the customer about, I hear it all the time. When you talk to,
like color matching?
Color matching. No, not color matching, but color consultation.
Color consultation.
Yeah, color consultation. So you want to talk about colors and where they should go and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll come and talk to you about that. I'll give you my input, So a
Your
lot of people want to
opinion.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because it is. You know the size of a room and what's going to look good. We really should not
paint
that roof red, lady. I'm sorry. You're going to hate it in 6 months.
Red, I refuse to paint red. I don't do that.
That's smart. That's so smart.
Four or five coats. I don't think so.
Okay. Now, are you doing anything to do with carpentry at all? Any of painting of cabinets?
I paint cabinets. Most certainly do paint cabinets. See, I don't retain that stuff in my head all the time. I do a lot of stuff. I just can't think of it. I think the fumes have gotten to me over the years.
My brother is a painter in the Painters Union in Las Vegas. He's been in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the same thing. The brain cells and the knees are the first to go.
Yeah, the knees. Well, I'll be 50 next month, and my knees are still pretty good.
He protects them, so he wears that big mask every time, that like gas mask thing. Like he wears it, and in Las Vegas, I mean, it is the weather in July, August is seriously
115
degrees in the shade. It's gnarly,
Yeah, I've been to Vegas and experienced that weather in the desert. I've definitely been there, and I don't want to go on Vegas again at that time of year.
Right. So, No, thank you. Now, for your Google business profile, you have access to this, right?
For my Google?
So okay. So you had the verification code sent to you. And
Should I be in front of my computer?
If you want to be. If you want to be, sure.
Yeah, let me. I mean, what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'll show you. Yep.
I don't recall.
I'll walk you through it because I don't need the access right now, but I'm going to be scheduling your client onboarding, and they're going to need the access for it, okay?
Okay, good. Okay.
So it's good for you to have an – and they're going to send you – they're going to make it super easy on you. It's none of this is complicated because we understand you guys are business owners. You may or may not know everything we're talking about, but that's our job is to explain it to you and walk you through it with the least amount of steps possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Just give me a minute to throw it up.
Take
and you
your
said
time.
It's my Google business profile.
Yeah, so I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Once you get it up, I just want you to put in the name of the business, Mills Painting Service, directly into Google, and it's going to pop up your business profile. So I just need to know if you have access to it or not. If you don't have access to log into it, then we can reclaim over it. Obviously, you having access is going to expedite the process. But we want to, I just need to know if you have access to that. And then I'm also going to have you send over your Facebook profile so they can send you invitation for that as well. Okay. Now, while you're booting up, I'm going to go ahead and schedule the client onboarding appointment. This is a 20 to 30 minute phone interview where the technician is going to contact you. They're going to verify all of the specific keywords and service radius, everything that we've been talking about. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. At 2 p.m. please. Now you're on the central time zone. We have had plenty of text messages and communication, but I'm going to send out a series of text messages now just so they're fresh, and you can lock my direct phone number and extension line in. The second one's going to be the number for client support. And the third is going to be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that walks you through the tracking and reporting system.
Okay.
Now, Vernon, I have explained the complete timeline to you. We would like to see you stick the program out a minimum of 2 months so it can come to full fruition for maximum services provided, okay?
Okay.
Now, we also have, since we've spoken, we've developed another feature for tracking and reporting, and this is a call tracking phone number with a call tracking app. Okay, this is going to be a downloadable app so you're able to track the phone calls, okay, and as they're coming in, as well as it has a very professional call greeting. Thank you for calling Mills Painting Service, LLC. For current clients, please press 1. For new clients, please press 2. Something along those lines. Again, it's customizable. But the other really cool thing is if you have anybody who is helping you in the office or taking phone calls while maybe you're on a job, something along those lines, you can even have the calls directed straight to them for a business line. Everything is all inclusive, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So hours of operation, when do you want the phone calls?
Between 7 and 7.
Okay, Monday through Friday?
Yes, Monday through Friday.
Forms of payment you accept, cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Cash and check.
Okay. And then I see here you have the LLC, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have insurance and tax ID?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. We're able to help you with branding those things as well. Are there going to be any other authorized users on this account, Vernon?
Not right now.
Okay. I got really lucky. The last appointment of the day, I can schedule you for approximately an hour from now. It's going to be, the technician can call you today between 4 and 5 p.m.
I'd rather have him call me tomorrow.
You prefer tomorrow? Okay. What time would you like tomorrow? Appointments start at 9.
9 is fine.
Okay.
You can, you know.
Okay. The technician will contact you between 9 and 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. They will contact from our 877 phone number, so it's really important that you just save that number in, because that will be how the technician contacts you regularly, is from our 877 phone number. Right now, you're going to receive an email notification that's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N. We'll have your first and last name as well as the phone number for the business. So this is a placeholder. Once you click accept, it will fall directly into your Google Calendar. Okay?
Okay.
And the tech will send an email and a text 1 hour before the appointment just to give you a reminder.
Okay?
Okay. If for any reason you're unable to keep that appointment, just call or text back in and say, hey, I need to change the time on this. Okay?
Okay. And he's called the, what tech is he called on?
The tech is going to call to tell you how to send in the logo, send in the photos, verify keywords, gain access to the Facebook, gain access to the Google business profile if we're able to, verify service radius, set up call tracking. It's just basically the entire setup on the account, so that way we can go ahead and push it out and get things moving forward. Okay?
Okay.
Just let me know whenever you're in.
Okay, I'm going to the Google Business.
Just go. I just want you to do a regular Google Business search.
Well, what do you want me to search?
I want you to search your business name, Mills Painting Services, Service LLC.
Okay. Okay, I searched it. Came up on the
okay, so you see here how it has the business profile there. You see that, is that, we call that your knowledge card, where okay, so do you see where it says suggest an edit on this business?
Wait a minute. So when I put it in, it came up on the side, on the right side.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And, okay. So what am I looking for?
Do you see where it says own this business?
Own this business?
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for own this business?
Yeah, it's about the, it's about the fifth line down. Do you have access to log into this?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It says here, edit your business information.
Perfect. Okay, so you have access to that. A lot of companies set it up and then they forget the username and password. They forget the access to it. So the fact that you have access to it is going to expedite the process. It's going to move it along faster. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what I would like you to do, are you logged into your Facebook?
Yeah, through my phone. I don't use it on the computer.
Okay. I can walk you through it on your phone. Just put me on speakerphone if I'm not already.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. So I'm going to go with the same account?
Just on your, from your phone, just log into your, if you're logged into your Facebook from the regular Facebook page, it should show you your normal news feed. In
okay.
the in the upper right hand corner or lower right hand corner, there's going to be three lines.
Okay, I got you.
Click those three lines.
I don't know why it's still not. Okay. It's still like doing something. Okay, I hit the three lines.
Okay, from the three lines, it's going to say see your profile. Click that.
Yeah. What the hell is this? Okay, let's do this over.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just pulling up my my business name through Facebook. Is that all I'm
no.
doing now?
No, you're not doing that at all. What okay. you're going to do is I'm going to show you how to send me over the link for your Facebook, because you don't have a business Facebook yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have to build it from your personal page. So I'm going to tell you how to send me the link so they can send an invitation directly to that link, and you can accept it, and we can begin programming.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm in there. So now what do I do?
Okay, do you click the three lines?
Yeah, I click the three lines.
Okay, do you see where it says see your profile? Should be right
yeah.
at the top. Click
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Next, it'll show you your profile picture, and directly below the profile picture, it's going to say add to story, edit profile, and then there's going to be another box that has three little dots next to it. Click those three little dots.
Okay, hold on, Mike. It's thinking for some reason. I don't know. Okay, there we go. So, I have the, now tell me again.
Okay, do you see your profile photo?
Yeah.
Okay, so right below your profile photo, it says add to story, edit profile, and then right next to edit profile to the right of it, there's three little dots.
Got you.
Click those.
Okay.
Now down it's going to say profile settings, and there's going to be a list of profile settings. All the way down at the bottom of the page, it's going to say your profile link, and then it's going to say copy link.
Okay. Just give me a second. I don't know why.
It's okay. It's probably because we're on the phone, you know?
Yeah, it just still shouldn't be doing that, though. It's just taking, just still shouldn't be thinking, but I'm not sure why. I'll let you know when it comes. Okay, now I'm going down to where now?
Down to the bottom where it says copy link.
Okay, copy link. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, from there, I want you to go to your text messages.
My text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In your text messages, you're going to see a series of text messages that have come from our home line, the 877-635-6225. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Click that.
Okay.
And then, as if you were going to respond to me, drop that profile link in. So what you do is you just press the space where you would type, press and hold it down for about 3 seconds, and then it'll say paste.
Okay, you just sent me the last, you sent me was a huge.
Yep, that's me.
Okay, I paste that, and then I send it to you?
Then you just click send. It's going to come straight over on my computer, my friend.
Okay, there it is.
Got it. Beautiful. Okay. Wonderful. So now I have all the information that I need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to read the voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is done month to month. that we do ask for the 2 months verbal commitment, meaning you're willing to stick the program out minimum of 2 months so it can come to full fruition. Now, first, I do need to secure the billing information, Vernon. So for the card you're putting on file, is the billing address the 1026 Linden Avenue?
Yes.
And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Did you hear me?
I didn't.
Sorry, it's a Visa.
Okay. All right. And I am ready for the card number now. Go ahead.
Okay. The card number is going to be, it's going to be my Cash App card. Is that okay?
As long as it has the logo and it's attached, it will not cause a problem.
Okay. 4403.
Mm-hmm.
9314.
Mm-hmm.
3961.
Mm-hmm.
120.
1260?
1220.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Of course the whole, okay, let's start over. Let's go again.
4403.
Mm-hmm.
9314.
Mm-hmm.
3961.
Mm-hmm.
120. Are you charging the card now?
Yes, we're going to charge the card now.
I don't put songs on that card until I thank you.
Okay.
So what would the charge be?
The charge is going to be the flat rate of the $249.
Okay.
Okay. And I do still need the expiration month and year and the security code.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Give me a
second. Yeah, take your time.
What the heck is going on? Okay. Oh, it's, make sure you got the number again.
4403-3914.
Okay. 3961-1220. That's correct. And then the CVW number, see whatever his number is, 090.
Okay. And the expiration?
0426.
Okay, so I'm updating the profile, assigning the package, and we will process for the 249. Let me go ahead and make sure this all goes through. Okay.
Today is the first.
So I'm going to read the voice verification outlining the service agreement, the fact that it does reoccur on the first day of the month right now. It reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Mills Painting Services, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Vernon Augustus Mills, owner-operator.
Vernon, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I guess.
Just let us know if you choose to work with anybody else. Not saying that you can't. We just want to be aware. That way we can work with them as well, right?
Yeah. But I doubt it.
Okay.
But I'll let I do.
Yeah, just let us know if you do. So your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is June 1st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for our Platinum package. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the first day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue the service for any reason whatsoever, we ask that you please contact us within 3 days of the billing for the month of August. So contact us by the 27th of July, okay?
Okay, if I choose to discontinue.
Pause, or you can pause the services for a seasonal hold if you need to pause. Say you're out of town for a month, or you see crazy weather, or whatever the case is, and you don't want to lose anything. You're not taking on any business for that time period, and you don't need any exposure, and you don't want to be charged. We can pause the campaign for a seasonal hold. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Beautiful. So that concludes the voice verification. I would like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, if you look at the cell phone, there's going to be another text that was sent through to you that's going to say, Vernon, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email we have on file.
Okay.
And then it's going to say, click here to accept subscription terms. So go ahead and click that.
That's on, again, I'm sorry, because I was writing something down.
It's okay.
That's on the app, thing you just sent me, something you just sent me.
Yeah, here, let me send it to you because another text came through in the meantime, an automated one. Let me send you this so it's fresh on the top. Are you sure?
No, tell me which one it is.
Okay, it's the second one down. It says, Vernon, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. So go ahead and click the link provided.
Okay, I just did.
Once that opens up, Vernon, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is everything that I verbally promised to provide for you with all the client responsiveness and delivery dates that I also verbally promised to provide for you. This is literally our written promise in writing to you. Now, as you scroll through, you're going to see certain things that have an asterisk by them. These items may or may not be included within your package, such as Google Ads are not included within your package but can be added at any time. LSA is Local Service Ads. This is Google Guarantee that, again, is not available in your area, but if it became available in your area, we would call to work with you first before we chose the competitor. Okay? This is a completely different program through Google. So if you see an asterisk by something, again, it may not be included in your package. Just scroll down to the bottom of the page. Click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase on behalf of the company today, and then type in your first and last name just as it states on your credit card and hit confirm signature for me.
Okay. So is anywhere I got to check? Nowhere I have to check, right?
Yeah, you're going to check at the bottom, down towards the bottom above the signature box. There's going to be a little box that you're going to check certifying you're the person who made the purchase. That's all.
I got it. I see it. Okay, there. And signature. Okay. And confirm signature.
Once you've confirmed the signature, it's going to take you to a screen asking for username and password, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that screen, you can bookmark that screen. You will be given the login credentials with username and password once they've been auto-generated. So generally about 5 to 7 days of the sign-up day, sometimes mm-hmm. sooner, they'll be ready. This is the tracking and reporting system that is provided with each and every single account that we set up. We like mm-hmm. you to have full access to make change, adjustment, and to be able to track the account yourself. So that's mm-hmm. why we provide you with this access, okay?
Okay.
Now, between now and tomorrow, if you want to go ahead and get together your copy of your business license or the LLC as well as the insurance and tax ID information, they're going to ask you to email those documents back to us, okay,
mm-hmm.
as well
mm-hmm.
as the logo. So we have these things ready. Now, if you choose to do that and before tomorrow, I'm going to send you one last text. I know I've sent a lot. It's photos@localsplash.com. You can just email them over along with any photos that you would like us to have to use for the website. And
okay.
what this is going to do is go ahead and set them up in your media folder before we start the client onboarding process, and then it just gives us a jump on everything.
Okay. What about any people say good stuff about you?
The reviews. So
reviews, yeah.
The cool thing is you already have access to your Google Business Profile. So from mm-hmm. from the login, there's three different ways for you to receive those positive accolades, and we load those straight to the website. Now, we're not able to use any that have come from Angie's or any other destination. But on the
okay.
website that we're going to build you, there's going to be a Google review button. So if you've done a great job and somebody is just super wowed with your services, as I'm sure they are every single time you provide them with service,
mm-hmm.
you say, hey, can you go on my website and leave me a review? Okay.
Oh, okay.
And from the dashboard, so all your past clients, right, people
okay.
that you haven't maybe talked to in a while but you know would be willing to leave you a great review,
yeah.
from the dashboard, there's a drop-down that's a reviews tab, and it's going to say export. And once you click export, you can put in any phone number or any email, and it's going to give them a pre-made message and send them the link for your Google Business Profile reviews tab. It takes all
okay.
the guesswork out of it for them to leave you that 5-star review, okay?
Okay.
And this is an important step that you can help with to help push your listing further up and get that exposure faster, because those 5-star reviews definitely help.
Yeah, I know they do.
Yeah, and we promote them, and we encourage our clients to get them as often as possible. So that's
mm-hmm.
why we have so many different platforms to help you gain and gather them. And the really awesome thing about it is they load straight to the website all the 5-star reviews. So when somebody finds your website on Facebook or Yelp or Yahoo, or maybe you give it to them on a business card, something along those lines, then
mm-hmm.
they're able to see those 5-star reviews before they ever even pick up the phone to call you. They're
right.
able to see what other people are saying about you. So they get comfortable with you because they know you offer a quality service.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other questions for me?
So I'll get all my information that I need to talk to the tech that's going to call.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have my web address.
He's going to, if you don't already have a domain, right?
No, I don't.
Okay,
no,
then
I don't.
He's going to be going over with you what the options are for the web address based on the demographics and what's available and just the number of factors.
Okay.
He's going to be going over that with you, and you get to choose the URL for the business. Yes.
Okay,
he's also going to offer to go ahead and set up for you, I believe that they go ahead and offer what we call here the G Suite, which will be to have domain matching the URL. So Vernon at XYZ, all of those sorts of things. We've got quite a few features that they're going to include and offer to you. Okay?
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Perfect. Well, you have my direct phone number and extension line, Vernon?
Give it to me. I think I got it on this phone because your name didn't come up, but give me that information so I can write it down.
877.
Okay.
635.
Okay.
6225.
Okay.
And my extension is 224, or you can just say Amy Nelson at the prompt.
Amy Nelson. Who is Medina?
Medina was somebody that you spoke with. It looks like you spoke with her back in October of last year.
Okay. You just took over her accounts or something?
She's still here. It was just passed over to me for whatever reason. I don't really, there's not always a reason given to us as to why it's passed over. Just sometimes maybe she was out sick and you were due a callback or any number of things.
Yeah. Well, I've been waiting on you to call back. I'm glad you did. So what this is going to do, just to have me peace in my mind, my money.
Of course.
So what will happen is after everything's done and everything's going smoothly after the 2 months, I should start getting calls after, reviews are put in and people start sending me, I start getting calls directly to my phone.
Correct. Absolutely. You've absolutely got it down. And you understand the timeline. You have advantages because you already have Google Business Profile and you have access to it. So that allows us a jump on it. We don't have to wait for Google to send the PIN code out to you. We don't have to wait for re-verification, which re-verification actually takes even longer than PIN code because you have to receive PIN code and then you have to give it to us and then it goes into a queue and we have to contact Google and it's like a situation. Not that it can't be taken care of and rectified. It can, but it just takes longer.
Right. Understood. Understood. Totally understood. Okay. And I just have two... Well, really one review on this right now, but I'm gonna try to get more reviews.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Try to get those reviews, get anybody to leave you that 5-star review. And the cool thing is if it's less than 5 stars, then it comes to you first. So you have a chance to kind of speak with them and see what happened, get them to retract it or change it, based on whatever may or may not have happened. I'm sure that never happens to you, but just in case.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Bye. You're welcome. Bye.